Welcome to Happened Here. People, places, and the stories they tell. I'm Lulu Freeman, the youngest member of the cast at Happened Here. The idea behind a Happened Here story is simple. An answer to the deliciously simple question, I wonder what happened here? On the 10th of January, we'll be launching a new podcast series with 3 4-to-5-minute stories in each episode. But to get us in the mood, we're underway with a kind of 12 days of Christmas, one story at a time approach. This is a mostly true story about what happened when one of our founders took his children to Covent Garden during the festive season. I suspect, with all due respect, that he may have exaggerated once or twice. Just a teeny bit. Without further ado, let's begin. Covent Garden Piazza, where the big white columns meet the cobblestones. Bad Dad. Written and performed by Robbie Stamp.
Audience, nice big 1, 2, 3, ready?
1, 2.
It happened to me, in Covent Garden, in front of St Paul's Church, in the final days before Christmas. I cannot be sure to place the year exactly. I was shopping with my son and daughter when they were maybe 9 and 6. It was seasonally chilly and we were wrapped up. London does do Christmas well. And Covent Garden looked fabulous with the trees and the lights and every shop window in the mood. A large crowd of families and tourists had gathered to watch an entertainer in front of what is also known as the Actors' Church, maybe already 200 or 300 strong by the time the three of us joined. It's always impressive to see one performer work a crowd like that, starting with the few who gather first and gradually building the act, lots of call-outs to the crowd and the marshalling of props. Juggling, patter, the crowd now at least 500 strong. The busker wanted an assistant, and spotting a boy of my son's age in the crowd, asked him to come and help out. The little boy clung to Dad and didn't want to step out in front of the crowd onto the street stage. Not wanting to make anyone uncomfortable, at least not then, the performer looked swiftly for another helper, and this time he found my son. My son was always up for this kind of thing, so leaving me and his sister in the crowds, my 9-year-old stepped in front of what must have now been at least 700 people. The scene progressed in stages. My son, handing the busker another brightly coloured club to juggle with, holding his unicycle as he prepared to juggle on the bike with knives, helping to arrange a thick rope on the ground. The performer asked for more volunteers, other dads, to come out and hold either end of the rope, like a sports day tug of war, 8 men either end holding tight as the performer unicycled up and down the rope. The show unfolded. And now he declaimed loud for the 1,000-strong crowd that the plan was for my son to lie down on his back on the cobblestones as the performer rode his unicycle up and down the rope and juggled knives over his head. I was thinking to myself, is this really wise? I don't want to embarrass my boy by calling a halt with at least 1,500 people watching by now. At the very moment I was thinking, what to do, the performer rounded on me and shouted, "Bad Dad, I can't believe you were about to let your son lie on his back in the middle of Covent Garden and let a stranger ride a unicycle over his head while juggling knives." He turned to the crowd and asked what I was. "Bad Dad," came the reply from 2,000 people. In good humour, I think. So, who did end up flat on his back on the cobblestones in front of at least 3,000 people with knives flying about his ears? Yup. And I became a tiny part of Covent Garden's busking history, with a great story to tell about what happened here one Christmas.
Thank goodness that never happened to me or my dad. If you enjoyed that story, please tell your friends about us. We're going to be dropping some more Christmas and holiday stories for you before our podcast launch on the 10th of January. And the next one, about Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol and Ebenezer Scrooge, will be published, in an astonishing leap of imagination, on Christmas Day. You'll be able to listen to it and any of our published stories at any time after that. And find out more about us and what's up next at happenedhere.com. Meanwhile, happy Christmas. Happened here.